Tyne Holsey, and I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for Monsanto.
Speaking of community outreach, y'all outreach into all of our three states. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, as Monsanto, as a company, we're focused on agriculture, and we know that rural communities are the heart of America. You know, it's where you find the people that work hard and get their hands dirty every day to feed, fuel, and clothe not only our country, but the world. So we believe that we need to help farmers grow their local communities. So we created a program called America's Farmers Grow Communities, which is sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, where farmers can sign up for the chance to win $2,500 for a local community nonprofit organization of their choice.
And I know that there's certain availability here, and I think that's grown a little bit this year. Tell us who's eligible for this.
We'll start off in Alabama. In Alabama, we have 12 eligible counties this year. That means that the Monsanto Fund will invest $30,000 in those communities alone. We do have three new counties, and you can go to the website. It's growcommunities.com to find a complete listing. We have two eligible counties in Florida, so that means we'll give $5,000 to local communities in that state. And then in Georgia, we actually have 31 eligible counties, so that means that the Monsanto Fund will invest $77,500 in those communities alone. We have six new counties this year, and just like with Alabama, you can go to the website, growcommunities.com, to see that complete listing of who is eligible this year.
Tyne, what makes them eligible?
Well, for counties, we go off the USDA data to make it fair, and just a county has to have 30,000 acres of corn, cotton, soybeans, and or vegetables. But for a farmer to be eligible, they must live or farm in an eligible county, be 21 years of age or older, and actively engaged in a farming operation with a minimum of 250 acres of corn, soybeans, and or cotton, or farm 40 acres of open field vegetables. So I know down in the Southeast, you'll have quite a few farmers that fall under that vegetable category.
So if a farmer is interested, what should they do?
Just go to growcommunities.com. Once you get to that website, you'll see a big red button that says Apply Now. You just click on that, and it literally takes 2 minutes to fill out the information. We just ask for basic contact information so we can contact you if you should win, as well as what community organization you would like to donate to. And just it needs to be a 501c3. So examples of those could be your local 4-H chapter, your local FFA chapter, a food pantry, community center, volunteer fire department, anything like that. Winners are selected randomly by a third party, so it's a lottery system. But, you know, I like to say, unlike the real lottery, your chances are a lot higher to win because we do select one winner per county for that $2,500.
Bottom line, farmers don't just grow crops, obviously. They're the heartbeat of the community, and y'all have recognized that, and that's what this program is all about.
Yeah, you know, in 2011 alone, we gave over $3 million to rural communities. And, you know, me coming from a small rural town, living in a rural town today, I know the importance of how these community organizations can struggle for funding. So the opportunity for a farmer, you know, it's not Monsanto, it's that farmer giving back. We just supply the money. Last year alone, we donated $1.3 million to FFA and 4-H. I was an FFA member. I was at National FFA last week. And just to hear those kids come in and tell the story of what that money has enabled them to do, including attending national convention, you know, we hear stories all the time, whether it's a food pantry, of the more families they're able to feed. I mean, this money is having a huge impact. So I couldn't be more proud to work for a company that's giving back to the local communities like we do.
Anything that we didn't cover that we need to?
No, just deadline to sign up is November 30th, so that deadline is quickly approaching. Like I said, it's so simple to sign up. You don't even have to be a Monsanto customer to win or to sign up. You just have to fill out that information if you meet those eligibility requirements, and then your name's in the pot for the possibility to win that $2,500 for your local organization. We know how much these local organizations mean to farmers. We know how much the rural communities mean to them. So why not have the chance to sign up to win $2,500? Because we all know that $2,500 can go a mighty long way.